Spring training. I love spring training because you run into everybody who knows everything about baseball and a guy who we've had on before and a real, real good baseball writer, Rob Nyer. Rob, nice to have you on the show.
Great to be here. And I mean, being here at Scottsdale Stadium on a cool, sunny morning, it does not get better than this.
Well, big news for you. And of course, I've read the books you've done and everything you did at SB Nation, all the blogging. But there's new news for you. You've got a new gig.
I do. I joined FoxSports.com about a month ago. SB Nation, the people there were fantastic. They let me do whatever I wanted, which was wonderful. And I was not looking for another job, but when Fox calls, you know, you listen. And I think we're going to do some really exciting things. We're building a new baseball page. Should be up at some point this spring. And I have all these wonderful colleagues with Kenny Rosenthal and J.P. Morosi and Gabe Kapler. So it's going to be an exciting season for me.
Oh, good. Well, we're here in Arizona. You've seen some baseball down here. Let me ask you a big picture question. We talk about it all the time, replay, collisions. Is this going to happen this year? What do you think is going to happen with all this?
Well, the replay absolutely is going to happen. It's going to be fascinating. Most years when people say, what are you watching out for this season? And the answer is pretty standard, the pennant races and, you know, players coming back. But this year, we are going to have two significant changes on the field, the game of play. And this stuff's going to come up, well, the replays every single day. The home plate collisions, the rules aren't really that different than they were before, but there will be some different interpretations. The players will behave differently, the runners and the catchers, obviously. That's going to come up, not every day maybe, but every week. We're going to have so many things to talk about this year that we didn't have to talk about last year. It's just going to be fascinating.
Yeah, very different. Rob Nyer of Fox Sports with us now. You've been down Arizona, Florida a little bit. Anything you've seen that you'd share with us, things that we haven't seen?
I was at Cubs Park yesterday. And the, by the way, the ballpark is tremendous. First year for the Cubs there. It has a real flavor of Wrigley Field, which is delightful. It's probably the only ballpark down here that sort of mirrors. I guess there's a new Fenway down in Florida, too, which I haven't seen. But that was a lot of fun. The Cubs are not going to be very good this year. But there is a lot of buzz about their hitting prospects. They've got two or three, I would say three guys in camp who won't be with the big league club probably on opening day. But at some point, either this year or next year, they're going to be up, and that's when things are going to get really interesting for them.
Boy, it's interesting. I talked a lot about it in spring, and you guys write about it all the time. There is a transition happening in baseball. These young players, everybody's got someone who throws 98 or can hit 40 home runs.
I think that one of the transformative things in baseball over the last 5 or 10 years is just how hard so many pitchers throw. When I was a kid, we heard about these fastballs. You know, Nolan Ryan was the power pitcher when I was growing up, and there were others who threw in the mid-90s. But if you threw 90, that was average, and you were thought to have a good fastball if you threw 90. A lot of guys threw in the high 80s, and that was considered okay. Nowadays, you see guys who routinely throw 95, 96, and they're not even the aces in the bullpen or the rotation. They're the third or fourth guy out of the bullpen. He still comes in throwing 94, 95, and it's a testament to the hitters. Yeah. That they can continue to do as well as they do. But we are also seeing the strikeout rates go up and up and up every year. I think you reach a point where enough pitchers throw hard enough, and the hitters just can't catch up as consistently as they used to. They haven't been able to advance. Their reflexes haven't gotten faster as fast as the pitchers have.
Yeah, and you did a great book on pitchers, all-time pitchers and what they threw. You give me a guy who throws 96 with a little bit of a changeup, I'll give you Pedro Martinez.
Sure. You know, any reliable breaking pitch, whether it's a good curveball or a changeup ideally, and that's still the holy grail, always has been for a lot of power pitchers. It's not breaking off a good breaking ball or, you know, a slider or a curveball. With the arm strength, that often will come. It's that changeup.
Right.
That's the pitch that so many pitchers have trouble finding. And you're right, though. If you can add that and make it a three-pitch repertoire, you're going to be really tough.
Well, that's pitching today. Rob, nice to have you with us. Congratulations, Fox Sports. We'll look for you. You do a great job.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.